Common Man and T-Bone present Toll of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
The best tool this week, it's a $100 Moo Moo Car Wash gift card and pail with car cleaning supplies. Enjoy a fast, fun, and eco-friendly wash experience at any 17 Central Ohio Moo locations. And don't forget, you can wash all you want at any Moo location with the Unlimited Wash Club starting at just $15.99 a month. Remember to clean your hands and your car. For locations and hours, visit moomoocarwash.com. Bone, are you ready?
I am ready.
Brandon says, Torts is the tool of the week, month, season. Mm. Let him live.
How's that 3-on-3 going? Bjork Strand getting out there?
No? Luke. Okay. He's got to find some time. Luke says, my guys.
I'm just going to bang it on you because you're big.
My tools of the week are all the people on 270 who thinks it's okay to drive slower in the far left lane than all of the other people in the other three lanes. Why do these people think they're more important than anyone else? Get out of my way. Well, Luke, if it makes you feel any better, if I were the emperor of the universe, all of these people would be put in jail for life. Jen says, what's cracking?
We talked about Cox.
My tool of the week is my dad, Len. Why? Because this is his favorite segment, and he calls me every Friday night. And the first thing he says is, did you hear the tool of the week? Those guys are so damn funny. He's as big of a dork as I am, and that's why he's a tool.
Well, thank you. Number one,
thanks, Len.
I like that Len is the father of Jen. That I now know. Also, are you sure he has the right show? Because I don't know that that's usually what people say about our show, is that those guys are so damn funny. Stupid. Like, the rest of that sentence, stupid usually follows, but tell him thanks anyway.
BG says, my guys.
There is no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were switching our balls.
Bone is my tool of the week. Every time I hear spring has sprung, I instantly hear him as Tom Anito saying, spring has spunk. Me too, by the way.
That's what you gotta
T-Bone do. Stan account says, my tool of the week is Common Man Radio for preaching to us that he's not a foodie. He has to take a break from filling out his appetizer bracket to open the door for the delivery guy dropping off the food he ordered from overseas.
I like that.
Foodie and fat ass, two different things, but I will just take it.
Yeah.
Flute Warped says, my guys.
That wasn't a doink, that was a dong.
Tool of the week is the guy at Nationwide wearing a Columbus Redcoats jersey, reverse retro. It was definitely the reason the Jackets lost in overtime and not something like refusing to play Bjorky in a 3-on-3 situation.
Yeah, well, maybe Torch should call that guy out and not the fact that he doesn't want to play Oliver Bjorkstrand as much as he should.
Mike says, my guys.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! Woo!
Jim Cantore, my guy.
Yeah.
T-Bone is my tool of the week for his Tom Anito impression of confusing Samus Aran, the bounty hunter, with Seamus Aran, the booty hunter. I don't know what any of this means.
I think it's Samus is what I was not Samus. Saying Samus, the character from Metroid. I was not saying her name correctly. I kept calling her Seamus. So that's fine, Mike. I'll just take it.
Tyler says, my guys. My tool of the week is the restaurant, he says, not in Ohio, that took our dinner reservation for the patio, but then upon arriving told us they were not serving outside because it was too cold. It was in the 60s.
Oh, come on. I know that in summer, it's some warmer weather places. Like, I'm sure 60s does seem a little chilly, but
that's beautiful. I love eating outside when it's in the 60s.
All right, let me just say this. If you run a restaurant and someone calls you and says, hey, are you seating outside? And your answer is yes. The number one, they've not assumed it's too cold, and they've also assumed that you are not stupid enough to think it's too cold. So when you get there and go, oh, man, our servers didn't realize it was this cold out, just ask the people, like, would you still want to sit out here? And if they go, yes, then say, okay, great. Well, we'll put a jacket on and bring you your food. That's the way I would handle it.
Ken says, what's in the bag?
Doggies.
My tool of the week is my son, Chase. After being told repeatedly not to take his electronics into the bathroom, he proceeds to drop his iPad in the bathroom sink half full of water. iPad plus water equals no worky.
That's no good. No.
Epitome of Stupid Podcast says, my guys.
Chubby time!
You're my tools of the week. You've made appetizer madness, but it's all based on the sauces that go with them. Skip the foreplay and let sauce madness.
Oh, I like that's not a terrible idea. Sauce madness does sound delicious.
DMR says, you two and Ted are my tools of the week for advancing boneless wings. He puts in parentheses, chicken nuggets over buffalo chicken dip.
Can I ask a question? Why do people feel the need to bring that up and say, you know, boneless wings are just chicken nuggets? They're not, but let's just say they are. Chicken nuggets are awesome. What's wrong with chicken nuggets? Why do people always clown on chicken nuggets? I don't care if I'm not just taking it.
You gotta just take it.
You don't besmirch chicken nuggets. I don't understand that. Why do people always get up and bring that up? That's stupid. Chicken nuggets are awesome.
Cameron says, my tool of the week is anyone claiming to be fat and lazy that picks bone-in wings over other apps. They are both too much work to eat and a choking hazard. Give me boneless. Why are you choking, you idiot? Well, chew.
Well, no, it's that you have to work to get around them. And if you're just trying to pop some food in your mouth like true fat ass, I agree. Boneless wings are superior in that way. It's streamlined.
Trevor says, my tool of the week is Leanna.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Trevor.
I need to hear this important driving information, and every time she comes on, half the report is cut out. Have someone build a tower at her place or something. Hashtag, please don't kill me. Well, she's going to kill you.
She will. But in fairness, that's not her fault. She's just reading the report. She's giving you the info. Technology is letting us down in some way. I don't know if it's on our end or on her end or somewhere in between there.
It's not on her end, because if you say it, she'll kill you.
Right. I assume it's not. I assume she has perfect technology. It's probably our fault. Let's pick a winner. There were plenty of good ones. Trying to think of which ones I like.
How about the Sauce Madness guy?
Sauce Madness was good.
All
right. We'll give it to a nameless, faceless podcast, I guess.
As opposed to what?
Well,
all the other people that we know intimately on Twitter?
I just mean there's like people named Luke and Brandon and Jen.
This is still a guy. He's still a person behind this, Twitter account. He didn't want to wash his damn car?
All right. No. We should. We should wash his podcast mobile. The podmobile, as I call it, that he has. I'm quite sure.
Nameless stupid podcast guy, according to T-Bone, will get a
$100
Moo Moo car wash gift card and pail and car cleaning supplies. Congratulations.
What is this?
It.
Song called Just Dance.
Well, but why?
What's wrong with it? It's Friday.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
it's
it,
a
but
jam.
What? Usually when we play some stupid song, it has some meaning to the show. What is this?
Just dedicating it to her dogs who were recovered a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Oh, is this
who is this?
This is the Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Just Dance. My God.
Very
Lady
timely,
Gaga.
Ted.
She's
2 weeks ago when I got her dogs back. I'm gonna play a song.
Well, you wanted some, so I just made it up, I guess.
Mike, I just want you to know this is how I feel whenever you're like, remember that band from 1984 that had one song? You don't? Like, yes, this is how I feel.
No, it has nothing to do with it. It's just what purpose does this serve now? Usually
None.
Teddy plays something that we've played
None.
Before.
No. Well, it's time for some new music. I agree with him. New music on a Friday. Ted,
it's for March Madness. They're dancing.
Yeah,
guys, I'll take the whole 5 o'clock hour off next week. You can play all the new music you want. You can just spin the hits. It's fine with me.
Perfect. Let's do it, Ted.